Harriet Drummond.
I'm going to call this meeting.
I
am going to call this meeting of the Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:04, and it is Monday, March 2nd. Present today are Representative Mellett, Representative Klayman, Representative Lynn, Representative Grunberg, Representative Foster, and Vice Chair Keller. We have a full slate of committee members today. And myself, Representative Ledoux, committee chair. To begin with, please silence your electronic devices. Thank you. We only have two items before us today, the confirmation hearings for two of Governor Walker's appointees, William Gordon of Fairbanks, who has been appointed to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, and Alan Joseph of Bethel, appointee to the Alaska Judicial Council. We will be hearing HB 83 at a further date. We're going to be hearing the qualifications for these two individuals today and recommending that their names be referred to a joint committee for consideration. I'll remind everybody that our job here is only to review the history and qualifications of these men. There will be no vote for or against their confirmations in this committee. Committee members should feel free to ask questions as they arise, but bear in mind that we are not voting on their qualifications, merely reviewing them. First up is Mr. Gordon, and is Mr. Gordon telephonically? Yes, he is, calling in from Fairbanks. So, Mr. Gordon, would you identify yourself for the record?
Yes, my name is Bill Gordon. I'm from Fairbanks, and I assume you have a resume. I'm going to assume that so I don't have to trouble you with a long review.
Yes, we do have the resume, Mr. Gordon. Is there anything other than what is on your resume that you'd like to tell us about yourself, or is there anything that you'd like to highlight?
Well, I think you can tell from that, just a brief summary, that I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I've lived in many communities, including Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau, and been to most every community in Alaska multiple times in the course of my private sector and public sector experience. There are some things that probably should be added to that. One, of course, is my service. Past 3 years I've served on the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. I don't think that was updated. And of particularly concern, possibly to the committee, is that I do co-chair a nonprofit that has been formed to try to inform the public about the challenge in the Senate to the judicial Article 4 of the Constitution. And I do co-chair that with former Chief Justice Bud Carpinetti. Other than that, I don't think there's anything new on my resume, but I'd be happy to highlight anything or answer any questions you might have.
Yes, Representative Miller.
I do not have this.
I don't know. This is the application of the office. Mr. Gordon, did you submit a resume in addition to the application?
Yes, I think there was a resume attached to an application. Now, this was under the former administration. But I asked if that same information would be provided to the committee, and I think they told me that they would provide it, so I didn't provide anything new.
Because when you said resume, I was assuming that you meant the application, and we do not have before us your resume.
Well, I'd be happy to give you some highlights if that would be helpful.
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
You could then forward that resume to my office, and I will make sure
that
all of the members of the committee get that resume.
Okay. Well, I've served in both the public and private sectors. My public sector experience, most notably, was serving as the chief of staff to Governor Jay Hammond during his first administration. And it was probably at that time that I got most interested in the works of the judiciary and some of the lawyering aspects of why I served on the Board of Governors. After that, I went into the private sector in Fairbanks, did many things, but the most recent for the past 20 years, I have owned and operated several public utility licenses in and around the Fairbanks area. We recently sold those out about 6 years ago. So right now I'm semi-retired, looking for the next adventure in my life, and hope that that'll come along, because I think I have still more to do. I have served, I guess, four different governors now have appointed me to different things. Governor Hammond appointed me to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which I chaired. And then I also served, Governor Murkowski appointed me to the Alaska Judicial Council. I served for 6 years on that body. And Governor Parnell appointed me to the Board of Governors the last time around, and now Governor Walker has reappointed me. So as far as my public service, that's probably the extent of it. And I've also served on many, many different entities in and around Fairbanks in volunteer service and helping in the community in any way I can. So those are kind of the highlights. If there's anything more, I'm married with three children and a couple of grandchildren. So that's pretty much the highlights there.
Okay. There's something very confusing on your application form that I've noted. It appears that you have been appointed again to the Board of Governors, and yet the application form says Commission on Judicial Conduct.
Yes. That was when originally the discussions with Governor Parnell where I could best serve. We talked about that one. But then others within the judiciary urged me to take this other position since there was a vacancy coming up on it, and he switched it to that. So I have not served.
And that, in fact, is what you have been appointed to, is the Board of Governors.
Yes, I was appointed 3 years ago.
It's confusing to me to look at that.
And I'm up for reappointment at this point. I'm sorry about that. I should have updated that with the governor's office.
No problem. Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Gordon, I know you've served in the past, and you're very well qualified, in my opinion. My question is a general one. Is there anything major that the legislature should be aware of that is going on with the Board of Governors?
I think that the Board of Governors has been extremely progressive in trying to reduce our costs and be more open to the public that we serve, in that we're involving more public, that we're reaching out to the public to be more involved in our processes, including our convention, which for the first time we're opening up to the public, things like that. But I don't think there's anything controversial going on in any nature that you wouldn't be aware of, Representative Grunberg.
May I follow up?
Certainly.
Through the chair, thank you very much. I was unaware that the conventions are going to be open to the public. I think that's a great idea. Thank you very much.
Representative Kamen.
Thank you. Mr. Gordon, as I understand, we don't have your resume, but you served on the Judicial Council under appointment of Governor Murkowski.
That's correct, Representative.
And is your experience with that as a very effectively functioning organization one of the reasons why you're working with retired Justice Carpinetti to help support efforts to keep the Judicial Council intact in its current structure?
I found it to be a well-functioning body, and I don't see the need to be changing something that served our state so well for better than 60 years now.
And just a question. I know this doesn't relate to your appointment to the Board of Governors, but just curious, sometimes people in the public have suggested there's a kind of a lawyers, non-lawyers split on the Judicial Council.
Representative Klayman, can we keep this conversation to Mr. Gordon's qualifications for the Board of Governors? Thank you.
The other question I had, a few years ago on the Board of Governors, they changed the fee structure for the lawyers, so it's more of a pay-as-you-go structure rather than kind of a lot of savings sitting in the Bar Association's bank account. Are you familiar with that change, and do you think that was a good change in terms of fiscal management for the Board of Governors?
That was a change that was before my time, so I really can't comment on it, but let me assure you I've been very diligent in trying to not only lower the costs for our members through a sharing of cost, a cost-cause or cost-payer kind of approach, especially since a third of our the board's costs are involved in discipline matters. I've tried to find ways that we can make those people that cause the problem pay more, and working through the Supreme Court, we are finding success in doing that. But as far as the dues being paid, I think you may be referring to front payment rather than paying as they go. I think there are several structures set up for members to make their payments.
No, there was a different model where we used to set the dues at a certain amount and then try to keep them, and we'd put a bunch of money in savings in the first few years with the higher dues, and then eventually.
We have adopted a cash basis budget, so we're not doing that anymore. And that happened before my time, but our budget is based truly on our dues are set on what the budget is set at.
And then the only other question is,
thank
you, through the chair, I apologize for, the only other question, Mr. Gordon, is that you're one of three public members on a board that has a whole lot more lawyers than public members. Have you had any experience in which your voice as a public member is not heard by the other members of the board?
Oh, no, I think just the opposite is true. I think they've been very, very anxious to have some of my business experience brought to the board, and they're constantly asking and probing my experience to see if we can make some changes. So, no, I think just the opposite. I think they're happy to have us here. I think every public member brings a different set of goals and objectives when they sit there, but I found them to be very, very open.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Gordon? Well, Mr. Gordon, thank you very much for your service, and we appreciate you making the time to appear here today by telephone to tell us a little bit about yourself. So with that, may I have a motion to forward Mr. Gordon's name for consideration to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar?
Madam Chair, I move that we pass William Jones Gordon forward to be to the full body for consideration for appointment to the Judicial Conduct Commission.
No.
Board of Governors, I'm sorry.
I was reading the paper.
Thank you.
Seeing no objection, we will be advancing Mr. Gordon's name from the House Judiciary Committee.
None either.
Okay. At ease. Person for confirmation is Mr. Joseph Allen, and this confirmation is for the Judicial Council. Mr. Allen Joseph. Mr. Joseph, would you please put your name on the record and give us a brief history of your professional qualifications?
Okay, thank you very much for having me here. I appreciate it very much. My name is Alan Joseph. I'm from Bethel and I have lived here since 1982. I am Yupik Eskimo from Hooper Bay, where I was born and grew up. Hooper Bay is in Senator Olson and Representative Foster's district. I am a shareholder of Sea Lion Corporation and Salisa Corporation, and Bethel is in Senator Hoffman and Representative Heron's district. I'm interested in membership in the Judicial Council as I want to contribute to the overall well-being of my community that is in the state of Alaska, whether it is in Bethel, my old hometown of Hooper Bay, Anchorage, or the other Alaska towns. I want to help select good judges for our court systems so we end up, of course, with good laws and court decisions. And whatever I do, I try to work for the betterment of my people and community. I see a lot of work with the Alaska Judicial Council is in selecting applicants for judges and other court staff. So my testimony will focus on my experience involving selecting qualified people to various positions. First of all, I want to tell why I'm interested in serving people. My desire to help people was first instilled in me during high school in St. Mary's when I heard about a meeting taking place that involved ANSCA. I went to attend it out of interest and curiosity. It was not a school assignment or anything. I was about 14 or 15 then. There were a lot of community members there, but not a lot of them were English speakers. There were elders there that didn't understand much English at all. And they're trying to understand this new concept of land selections and maps and trying to understand what ANSCA required them to do. And out of frustration, one elder gentleman in the meeting finally spoke up saying, "We need our young people to help us read and understand these things." And at that moment, my life's work theme was kind of etched permanently in my mind. I decided that then that wherever I worked, I was going to help my people make life easier for them as best as I can. So I sought careers that would do just that. I attended Kuskokwim College in Bethel, and after that, I began working for ABCP in Bethel, working on real estate issues involving native allotments and restricted townsite lots. The work involved preparing probate hearings for administrative law judges. So early on, I realized the importance of judges and the decisions they make and how prepared we have to be for them to make fair and the best decisions. And I worked for the three social service organizations in Bethel. That's ABCP, YKHC, and ABCP Housing, where I work now. And early in my career, up to now, I was in management of staff and programs. So I have spent a lot of my time reviewing applications, resumes, and interviewing many, many people in my career, looking for the best in people to work for organizations that I work for. In these people, I have always looked for people that had committed themselves to helping others. I am also in a few boards, one of them the Bethel School Board, where I am currently chair. As you know, the school boards are the people's voice and representatives, so as a board member, I have screened, reviewed, evaluated site administrators or principal applications for our schools here. I believe in selecting the very best people we can find for our principals in our three schools because we are deciding on who is going to be overseeing our children and their educational achievements. Other reviews included annual job performance of the principals, including recommendations for retention or not. I mentioned the above experiences so that in the judicial committee I can do the same thing. I have experience in seeking the best people and the best fit for jobs and positions, and I think my experience will help me contribute to the responsibilities of the Alaska Judicial Council. The experiences I had also helped me to be a team player and to work or to learn to work in committees. I've also been involved in the Bethel Search and Rescue Operations as a board member and volunteer searcher. I've gone out in ground and air searches looking for lost people. Doing that, I have come to realize that giving myself and my time in search and rescue operations is very satisfying to my soul and spirit as it contributes to a very basic need, trying to preserve life for another person and helping them gain another chance at life. Like most people in Bethel, I supplement my family income with subsistence hunting and fishing. Therefore, court cases and decisions involving subsistence are very important to me. In any case, if I am selected to the Judicial Council, I will work for the people of the state and do my best in accomplishing the mission of the council. I work to help find the most qualified candidates for open positions under the council responsibility. And I have a lot of respect for the judges and court staff that are currently in office. And I want to help preserve the respectability and professionalism of our court system. If you select me, I do appreciate your confidence in me. And if my appointment by Governor Walker to the Judicial Council is approved by the Alaska Legislature, please be assured that I will do my best I can for the people of the state, the governor, the legislature, and the court system as well. And that is the end of my statement about myself. If you have questions.
Yes, Representative Foster. Thank you very much, Representative Foster.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ellen, I want to thank you for putting your name forward. I think you would bring a great rural perspective to the table. My question is, have you had any experience in dealing with ICWA, which is the Indian Child Welfare Act, or and if not directly, I'm just curious how familiar you are with the issue?
Yeah, indirectly I have worked with ICWA, being a manager at ABCP, where we oversaw the position, and that was pretty much my only involvement over there. I did not get involved in the activities of ICWA, like going to the courts or listening to hearings, except in a couple of cases. And other than ICWA, I've been involved in helping to form a organization here in Bethel area that has to do with family wellness. And it's a successful program, in my opinion, because YKHC picked it up and now integrated into the healthcare system.
Paula?
Sure.
And so it sounds like you had a supervisory role over the person who was responsible for the ICWA program. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Keller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Alan, for being willing to do this. It's a big job. It's an important job. And your willingness to serve the people of Alaska is much appreciated. What the judicial selection process is incredibly important to the state. What would you be looking for in a judicial candidate that steps forward? What kind of things would you be looking for and as far as how you would do the evaluation?
Yeah, most jobs I that are open, and I'm the manager or supervisor. I always look for the best fit for the job, and most importantly, I look for the most qualified candidate that would accomplish the mission of the job. I believe that's also a requirement in the bylaws and the mission of the council, that we have to find the most qualified person for these judges' positions and other court staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would you be looking at the particular applicant's values in any way? I mean, just as far as part of the evaluation?
Yes, I believe in good values in our family, in our community. I believe in good values for myself, good values for our family and communities.
I'm sorry, Ellen, I don't mean to be putting you on the spot at all. I'm just curious of how you'd be looking at the judges. In part, a little bit of background, the judicial selection process has been under the microscope a number of times in my short time here. And the one that is coming to mind is in 2004, there was a judge applicant that was on his third round trying to get a position with a Superior Court judge. And one of the public members of the Judicial Council asked him what he whether or not he supported Republican values or not. And, of course, the applicant was taken aback and shocked. But I was just wondering if you would think it'd ever be appropriate to ask somebody what their political interests are, but more importantly, their values. I mean, would you have a criteria yourself when you were putting somebody forward? Just if you'd comment on that, I'd sure appreciate it.
I would find it inappropriate for anybody or to ask a judge if they had any party affiliations or like their values. As to values, I think I would first consider their performance, see if their work history or experience at the bench coincide with their values. That's how you know, actions speak louder than words. So I would certainly be looking at how they worked in the past or how they've been working for the courts. I don't know if I'm answering the question you are looking for.
No,
go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, again, I feel a little badly. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I am really interested because when we ask the Judicial Council to select a judge, you just want to know that they're doing a great job, and so I was just kind of probing a little bit to see how you would evaluate that. Let me ask you a question a different way. Do you think a judge ought to ever create law in his judgments in the judicial system?
You mean like making a decision with his gut, based on gut feelings? No. I think they should read cases real carefully, do research, and make decisions based on on those things, not from how he feels about cases or situations.
Representative Keller has one more question.
It's really not. It's just to kind of ease the questioning. I don't mean to be putting you on the spot. It's just that, if I were on the council, I'd be, struggling with those questions and hoping that the judge would be interested in making determinations based on the law that exists rather than, I know that it isn't quite that easy and that straightforward, but nonetheless, that's the kind of things we talk about. But I, again, Alan, thank you for being willing. I do not mean to be putting you in a frying pan, and I look forward to meeting you someday, and I will certainly be agreeing to get your name forward to the full body for consideration. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Any further questions for Mr. Joseph? Representative Klayman.
Mr. Joseph, not really any questions. I just, in looking through your resume, I'm pleased that you've offered to do this service to the state and to bring a rural perspective to the Judicial Council, which I think will be very welcome. I'm also real confident from looking at your resume and the whole range of work that you've done and the different boards you've served on that although this is a board that, or a commission that has, or a council that has three lawyers and three non-lawyers, I I have no doubt from your resume that you'll be able to speak up for your own views and you won't be pushed around by anybody and work with the council, but also be independent on the council. So I'll be pleased to be supporting moving your application on to the full body. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Further questions? Representative Bloomberg.
We don't have in front of us the actual application you filled out, Mr. Joseph. Do you have it in front of you, or do you remember it?
Okay. Let's see.
Let me refresh your recollection. I believe, and let's look at Mr. Gordon's form. I'm interested in the form here. There's a box that asks, are you a registered voter? Do you recall whether there was a box on your application?
I'm a registered voter. I believe.
That's all right. I don't need to go further.
Okay.
I'll take it up under committee discussion. Thank you, Mr. Joseph. Sounds like you're well qualified.
Thank you very much.
Any further questions for Mr. Joseph? Well, thank you very much for putting your name forward and also for being available today to tell us a little bit about yourself. And so can I have a motion to forward Mr. Joseph's name for consideration to the Judicial Council?
Madam Chair, I would move that we move Alan M. Joseph named to the full body for consideration for appointment to the Judicial Council.
I'm going to object for discussion for just a minute. And I would prefer if you can, I'm not going to object to this nomination, but
well,
I'd like...
If you're not objecting to the nomination, then...
What I'd like to do is...
After the nomination is forwarded, we can have a brief period for discussion of what... assuming that your discussion is germane to the appointing process.
It is.
Thank you.
I'll withdraw it.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Seeing no objection, Mr. Alan Joseph's name will be advanced from the House Judiciary Committee. So brief at ease for the signing, and then we will go back on record again for a very short period of time. Representative Grunberg wanted to put something on record.
Yeah, I just, when I was looking at somebody else's nomination for something else, I saw on the application form, and you can look at Mr. Gordon's here, are you a registered voter? And I was, I'm having a little research done to find out where that comes from and whether that is in fact constitutional. I don't know how it relates to somebody's qualifications to be on these boards, frankly.
Thank you. All right. With that, we are going to adjourn. The next committee meeting is 1 p.m. on Wednesday. We're adjourned.